that there is an anomaly in the structuring of our arithmetic. Anyone can replicate this exercise to produce the exact same result and can even choose any number they want. For controls, we can choose any number up to 10,000. Higher numbers are merely reduplications of lower numbers. The formula is simple. Subtract every number starting with the one you chose from its exact reverse, dropping the integer and only focusing on the number itself. Analyzing numbers as they reflect back on themselves. In the pinned comment and description box, I posted this transcript and example of the formula so all can see and replicate.
So basically, he has some kind of formula. I was skeptical and yeah, wanted to have some fun. Maybe I wanted to make a fool of him a bit, you know. But he's right. He's right. And I have programmed something quick here to show that it's right. And I will, it's just one file here, this file. And so this is the way to calculate these things. And I tested his idea. So what's happening is that you have a number, you mirror it, you subtract it, and you do it again on the result. Mirror, subtract, mirror, subtract, mirror, subtract, mirror, subtract, and either the numbers will go to zero or they will go to let's see, this number, 2178. So there is some kind of cyclical thing here, and he's right. Like I tested it for, so I'm assuming that as long as it's, we're going to try with bigger numbers here, but I'm having 10,000 here. So I'm assuming that when this is done 1,000 times, it is diverging, or and basically this number will be cyclical, and this is a way to find other numbers that are cyclical, because I wanted to disprove him. This is a common thing to do when you want to prove something. Instead of proving it, you can try to disprove it. So this is what I did here. I tried to disprove him, but he's right. So so I'll just run it here and you will see. So the result is, so I did for every number between 1 and up to 9,999. Get this many. You know what? Let's calculate how many they are, okay? So that's quick. We'll just do like this. If result is 2178, because that's it, I believe. Let's see, was it that? Yeah. If that's the case, increase it, the ticker, and let's write how many it is. Let's hope it's a cool number. N equals to M, like that. Great. Let's see how many it is. Okay. 633 of the numbers. No, 637. What am I talking about? 630 numbers become 2178. So let's increase this and see if there is some kind of slow. Or what do you say? No, I don't have to do that actually. This would have detected if there is numbers that are other numbers than 2178. But we can do something else. We can see if there is something else that is almost cyclical. Like what I mean is a long chain. So let's do like 20 here. And we find a longer chain of this in that case. Okay. So let's run it. Again, it's almost there is no one, okay? It's still we still have the same number here, okay? Let's try something even smaller, 10, okay? Now things start happening here, okay? There are some other chains that are so close to this 2178. There seems to be other that also have long chains, you see? So next to 2178, there is minus one here also. Minus one means that it doesn't know if it's cyclical or not, okay? So basically, next to 2178, it's always almost cyclical also. So this number next to it is almost also. You see, there's a tendency. You see here also, zero all the way, and then this next to it is also has a tendency to become cyclical, but it's not cyclical. It just has a tendency, okay? Same thing here, same thing here. There's a tendency, you see? A little tendency here around it. Interesting, fascinating, right? Yeah. So, yeah, this is my little response to him. I will leave a link to this code if anyone wants to have it, and you can try it yourself. Okay, bye.